Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. This is Chris McGowan, your host with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, coming to you today from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studio located in the lower level of the Chamber of Commerce building located at 101 Pier Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. As we begin each week, we want to thank our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, and also extend our appreciation to the program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, it's America's pastime, and I'm thrilled to be joined by a first-time guest today who represents America's pastime in Sioux City. I have the VP and general manager of the Sioux City Explorers baseball organization, Mr. Tom Backemeyer. Tom, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you having me on this morning.
You know, Tom, I've gotten to know you a little bit over the last number of weeks, and I couldn't be more excited to have you in this leadership role with Sioux City's hometown baseball club and organization. I know this is the 31st season. It's hard to believe that we've seen that many summer campaigns already. But we're thrilled to have you in studio. We're going to take the first half of the program this morning to get to know you and your background, because you will become a mainstay in our Siouxland community, and we want to make sure that your friends, neighbors, and all your fans know a little bit about your background. And then in the second half of the program, we're going to talk about your vision, the ownership's vision for this franchise. And so let's begin. Tell us where you grew up.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a Midwest guy. So I grew up in Lincoln, Nebraska. And
so just about 2 hours away, just a little down 29 and take a right at I-80.
Absolutely. Excited to be, you know, in theory, back home and excited to be back in the Midwest for sure.
You know, I have to ask a guy that grew up in Lincoln, did you grow up a Huskers fan?
Absolutely. And I'm not going to lie, that's part of the draw for coming back. Once you're a Husker fan, that never leaves you. So although my career's taken me throughout the West Coast primarily, Huskers through and through, baseball, football, basketball,
all the above,
anything, all of the above. And it's been fun, kind of a little banter here now that there's a lot of Iowa State fans. Had some good conversations so far. It's been fun.
Well, I'm sure there's a dramatic shift, because when you grew up in Lincoln, the Huskers were part of the Big 12, or what was then the Big 8. The Hawkeyes were part of the Big 10. Now they're married up and both in the Big 10, and a rivalry has emerged.
Yeah, absolutely. And the disappointing part, when I grew up, most people say, is the last time Nebraska was good. So hopefully we're back on that path. But obviously it's been a few down years. But you're right. Growing up a kid in Lincoln during the glory years was a lot of fun. I was pretty spoiled at that point, for sure.
Yes, Husker football was very spoiled when you were a kid with Coach Osborne and a lot of success, and really a fantastic foundation. And I know that probably had an impact on your love of sports. Were you involved in sports as a kid growing up?
I was. I played a little bit of everything growing up, and I always say, you know, I wasn't necessarily good enough to keep playing at the professional level, which is why I now work for a professional level instead. But I was a baseball player throughout high school, and obviously dabbled in basketball, golf, those types of things as well. So love sports. Baseball is always my first love, and also just love business. And so was able to kind of marry the two together and sort of took me on my career path.
Tell us a little bit about where you went to grade school and high school in Lincoln, because a lot of us have familiarity with the Lincoln community, a lot of Husker fans in Siouxland, a significant number of them on the Nebraska side of the Missouri River. But tell us a little bit about what that was like as a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. So grade school, a Purtle Panther. So we're going way back. Can't remember the last time I shouted out Purtle, but I was a Purtle Panther and then went to Lincoln East High School. So I was a Spartan. And like I said, played baseball there growing up. And
what position did you play?
So I'm a lefty. So, you know, the natural is first base and pitcher.
Yep.
You've
got a little bit of size to you, so that makes sense.
I got a little size. I guess, you know, I was one of those kids that I peaked when I was about 13, right? So was on all the all-star teams and those types of things as a you know, youngster, little leaguer. And then as I got into high school, everybody kind of caught up with me. And like I said, my playing career ended pretty abruptly at that point. So, but definitely a sports fan and had a ton of fun growing up in Lincoln. Just a great place to grow up, great community, and really enjoyed, you know, spending my younger years there.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is the Vice President and General Manager of the Sioux City Explorers, Tom Backemeyer. Tom enjoyed opening day back on May 12th, and they've got a couple of games under their belt, and we're going to talk about about the team and the program and his vision and leadership of the team in the second half of the program. In the first half, we're going to get to know more about Tom and his background. And after graduating from high school in Lincoln, Nebraska, what was next for you?
Yeah, so I ended up, after looking at a bunch of different college options throughout, you know, really across the country, ended up going to Colorado State out in Fort Collins. And really the reason why, I had some family in the area, so had visited there a few times as a kid. And for anybody that's been in the Fort Collins, Denver area, it's just a beautiful part of the country, obviously, and you know, truthfully, just a great place to go to school. So, you know, being in Fort Collins for that point in my life was a lot of fun, and also was able to get a great, you know, business background, business degree from Colorado State. So from there, went on to the University of Denver and did a master's degree. So in total, about 7-8 years in the Colorado area, and loved every step of it.
Wow, that's a lot of education in one location, but a lot to be said for advancing your education in the state of Colorado. Did you participate in any of the outdoor activities, from skiing to snowboarding? Biking, rock climbing, running, triathlon, kayaking. Yeah. I mean, there's just so much available in Colorado.
Yeah, no, it's an awesome part of the country. I ski a little bit. You know, isn't not the best skier in the world, but it's funny. I actually have gotten into biking and cycling more so now in my older years. I did a little bit back then in college, but it's become more of a hobby now than it was back in Colorado. But like everybody there, when the weather's nice, which is usually 300 plus days a year, you know, take advantage of hiking and trails and the rivers and everything else. And obviously, like I said, at that age and at that time in my life, there's a lot of entertainment in Fort Collins and Denver, so and definitely enjoyed it.
Well, I'm going to speculate that the reason that you're biking more now is because you don't have the inclines of the foothills and mountains of Colorado, and there's a little more oxygen down here closer to sea level.
Yeah, absolutely. A little bit easier at this level, and I, you know, most recently have moved here from California and rode some pretty big hills out in that area, so I like a little bit of both, but nothing wrong with a flat ride, and take it a little bit easy for sure.
Well, a good reminder for our Siouxland radio listening audience that the 50th anniversary of RAGBRAI, the Register's annual Great Bike Ride across Iowa, is just around the corner. And I know that we expect tens of thousands of people to show up and celebrate Siouxland for that event later in the month of July. Tom, back to your career progression and path. After completing your master's degree in the Denver area, what was next for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess, and you mentioned it was a lot of school at one time, and part of it was like most people at that age, you're just not sure what you want to do, right? So I got about halfway through my MBA program, and this is back when they actually had career centers on campus, and wandered into my career center, and they had a posting for an internship with the Nashville Sounds, which was a AAA affiliate for the Pittsburgh Pirates at the time. And as we've referenced, just my baseball background and business, background, it just sounded like something that would be fun, and can't complain with going to Nashville for a summer. So took an internship in Nashville, and really that was my first opportunity to get my foot in the door. It wasn't glamorous. I was working food and beverage, so rolling hot dogs and you know, serving beers and sodas. But I wouldn't have had it any other way. It was really a perfect way to kind of see that, hey, there's a business side of sports. There's a business side of baseball. And I think, you know, as a kid and even in school, I didn't really realize that existed. So very grateful for that opportunity to go to Nashville, and then parlay that into my first full-time role in Rancho Cucamonga, California, with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, who are an Anaheim Angels affiliate at the time.
Dude, that's a mouthful. Rancho Cucamonga?
Try spelling it. So
yeah,
hopefully
no
there's
kidding.
Not a spelling test on the show today. So
I'm not sure I can pronounce it. Now, where is that in California?
So just east of Los Angeles, about 20 miles.
So it'd be considered Southern California.
Yeah, it's part of what they call the Inland Empire out in Southern California, and great community out there, great ballpark, and was really fortunate to land my first full-time gig, and that's what propelled me, I guess you would say. So, it was fortunate to get in the internship and kind of realizing that, hey, this is something I like, this is something I want to do. And I'll be honest, I thought I'd probably, spend a couple years in baseball. And here we are, I think 2023 just kicked off my 22nd year in baseball. So time flies, and still at it.
Well, and it's been a good run. And if you would, help us understand how long you were in Southern California and what opportunity eventually brought you back to the Midwest.
Yeah, absolutely. So my career in California, I was 2 years in Rancho Cucamonga and then went to Fresno with the Fresno Grizzlies. Similar to like the players in the minor league level, as a front office employee, you tend to move around a little bit just based on opportunities. So I had a boss that offered me an opportunity to go to Fresno, which is a AAA affiliate, bigger organization, bigger ballpark, those kind of things. Became the vice president of sales there, which I knew, obviously, to really excel in this industry, I needed to get a sales background. And so that's where that started in Fresno. Was in Fresno for 5 years, and then had my opportunity to land my first general manager job with the Everett Aqua Sox. Another interesting minor league baseball name, but the Aqua Sox are just north of Seattle. And so landed my first general manager position in 2008. And, you know, it was the first time that I was really head of an organization. So it was a great step for me. And you know,
boy, you hit that role at a pretty young age.
Well, I feel older than I might look, I guess, but I think I was...
But if you said you were a GM in 2008...
2008, I was 30 years old.
I mean, that's 15 years ago. You were a young guy.
Absolutely. I was 30, and I'm the first to admit sometimes in our industry, you know, a good and bad part of it is you do a little bit of everything, right? So you work your way up pretty quick. Maybe to some degree you're overtitled a little bit. But I've always just been somebody that works hard. I work hard. I pay attention. I think my Midwestern work ethic has always stuck with me. And I've been fortunate enough that those organizations and bosses that I've worked with have seen that, and it's led to opportunities. So there's a little luck involved, but I also like to think that I've worked pretty hard to get where I am today.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that. There's always a degree of luck involved, but that degree of luck increases exponentially when work ethic is tied to it. And I want to talk a little bit more before we go to commercial break about your role in those organizations, serving as a GM, mm-hmm. and how the Sioux City Explorers ended up on your radar screen.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Aqua Sox, I'll use as an example, is an affiliated minor league team. So we were part of the Seattle Mariners organization. So at that level, as a general manager, you're really running the sales and marketing side of the operation. The baseball operations, as far as signing players, is handled by the Mariners. So I was running all the sales and marketing efforts, stadium operations, concessions, community relations. You know, you're really the CEO of the business side of the business side of the operation, if you will. I always say, if you're sitting in the seats at a ball game, everything that's happening around you in the seating bowl and the concessions, those were the areas I was in charge of. Down on the field, the Mariners are in charge of that. Fast forward here to Sioux City and what brought me here, the desire was to get back to the Midwest. Secondly, here in Sioux City, we're now part of what they call Partner League. And the difference being, we don't have a major league affiliate. And the good part of that is we're in charge of signing and finding our own players. So here, not only am I involved in the community, out selling sponsorships, you know, ticket sales, those types of things, I'm also involved with our coaching staff in finding the roster to put on the field. So it's been fun. Something that part of it is new to me, and it's been a challenge. It's been a lot of fun, and it was, you know, just kind of combine all that, and it was enticing to bring me back here to the Midwest.
We're thrilled to have you back in the Midwest and leading the Sioux City Explorers. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host. Our guest today is the new Vice President and General Manager of the Sioux City Explorers baseball organization, Mr. Tom Backemeyer. Tom, originally from Lincoln, Nebraska, will be back to visit about his vision for the ball club after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Manson, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Grateful that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. It's graduation season, folks, so get out there and enjoy those graduation parties. Slap those young people on the back and tell them congrats and good luck for all of us. You're listening to Grow Siouxland today, where our guest is Tom Backemeyer. Tom serves as the Vice President and General Manager of the Sioux City Explorers baseball organization. Originally from Lincoln, Nebraska, Tom spent a lot of time on the West Coast and in the Pacific Northwest before he came back to the Sioux City area, or the Midwest, and specifically the Sioux City area, to lead the Sioux City Explorers. And Tom, you've got a couple of games under your belt already. The season is well underway. It's a long season. what can we expect from the Sioux City Explorers in their 31st season?
Yeah, absolutely. We're about a week or so into the season, and it's been a good start. It's always, you know, a little bit stressful of kind of launching opening day, but it's been a great start so far. And just as far as what you can expect, and hopefully fans have already noticed, a lot of improvements at the ballpark itself. Everything from new box seats that have been installed throughout the lower level of the stadium. You'll notice if you've been out already this year, a lot of new signage throughout the ballpark. New sponsors that have become involved, and really just really trying to clean up and just overhaul the look and the first impression that you get as a fan when you walk into the ballpark. So that part of it's gone really well, and we've got a lot of great promotions. We started off with fireworks on opening night, which are always fantastic, and looking forward to many more promotions throughout the year, and just finding ways, honestly, to engage the community and encourage them to come back out to the ballpark. And the team's been very successful in years past, and we want to get back to that point. So working on different programs to encourage fans to come back. And I've said numerous times, if you came to one game last year, come to three this year. You know, we don't expect everybody to be season ticket holders, but we're doing a lot of fun things and just encourage you to keep coming out for the rest of the summer.
Well, and Tom, as I look over the schedule for the 2023 summer campaign, the Sioux City Explorers, obviously a member of the West Division, and your games broadcast right here on KSCJ Radio. So we're thrilled to have the partnership between Powell Broadcasting and KSCJ with the Sioux City Explorers. And I know that with 20-plus years of professional baseball experience, you're bringing a lot of wisdom to this organization, and we're excited for that, but we expect that you're going to bring some new and fresh ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, anytime you come into an organization, there's that balance of keeping some things the same and some of the staples. But exactly like you said, I also was brought in by our ownership to change some things and do things a little bit differently. And so there's some different programs that we've started out at the ballpark. One of my favorites is our Sunday military Sundays promotion. So if you were out this past Sunday, you would have noticed the players wearing some pretty awesome camo uniforms. We've got ticket discounts to honor all of our military. A lot of fun, you know, promotions going on before the game to honor our military. So that's a big one. We've also, you know, just some of the things that may have faded a little bit over the last year or two. Every Saturday is a giveaway night. So the first 500 fans through the gate will get various giveaway items. A lot of different concession items. We're excited and fans are excited. We now have Tiefenthaler Bratz as a new partner. And
oh, wait a minute. Stop right there.
Maybe I should have mentioned that first.
That's a big win right there. So if you're not familiar with the quality of the Tiefenthaler Bratz, let me vouch for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And you'll notice their new little grill station out on the on like third base concourse side, and adds a nice little aroma, nice little flair to the ballpark, which we're very excited to have them on board.
Well, and although you're not home this weekend, you will be home next weekend on May 26th, 27th, and there is a game on Sunday the 28th at 4:05 in the afternoon. That will be one of your military appreciation nights, and as a veteran myself, I want to say thank you to all our veterans, but thank you to the Explorers for your efforts to recognize the men and women who are serving and who have served in our armed forces. And Tom, in the 5 minutes that we have left together this morning, I think that people have become certainly accustomed to the commitment of the ownership of the Sioux City Explorers and what they do year in and year out. We've had some great years. A couple of years ago, we set the record in the Independent League for wins in a season, made it to the championship, fell a little bit short. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about, we've talked a little bit about the goals off the field. What are the goals on the program for the ownership and the field manager, Stephen Montgomery?
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate you bringing that up. I'd be remiss not to thank our ownership, who's been fantastic in the time I've been here as far as allowing me to come in and as we mentioned, make some of those changes. So very, very grateful to ownership allowing us to turn this thing around and commit to, like you said, it's been an investment over a number of years, and excited to try to move that forward. On the field, I can't say this enough, I probably have the best coaching staff of anywhere I've ever worked. With Steve Montgomery, goes by Mongo, Bobby Post, most of the community knows those guys. They've been here a long time. Josh Hines, our new hitting coach, just fantastic guys to work with. Good people. They love this community. They're willing to go out on appearances, take players out on appearances. They want to be involved. They're more than just baseball coaches, and it's been really refreshing. Anything I need, they're there for me. They've got my back. And as far as the product on the field, you're right, Chris, 75 and 25 a few years ago to set the league record. And a good start so far this year. Got all the confidence in those guys that will continue to be strong on the field and hopefully make a run at a first American Association title, which would obviously be the ultimate goal for not only ourselves, but I know for ownership as well.
Well, and I think that's a priority of the GM. So I know that you let Mongo take care of what goes on the field. But you have responsibility not just for what takes place off the field, but what takes place on the field as well. I mean, the buck stops with you as the VP and general manager of this organization.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a team effort when it comes to fielding the team, obviously. But I try to be there to help those guys as much as I can, whether it be, you know, from a contract standpoint or some of the logistics that go into getting players in and out of town. And ultimately, you know, my job is to make sure that we present the best environment to the players to be successful. So if there's anything I can do to help them during their time in Sioux City, you know, that's really my role. We want them to be comfortable. We obviously want them to play well. We want to win a lot of games. And part of that is being comfortable in your setting. So it's a team effort, and I couldn't be more thankful for the crew that we have down there in the clubhouse.
Well, and I think there's a lot of history there. There's been a major investment in the ballpark. If you haven't been there for a while, the facility is top-notch. The scoreboard now is second to none. The environment to watch a ball game up close and personal, and this is quality baseball. This is a wooden bat league. And these are top-notch professional athletes.
100%. I think that, you know, some people may not necessarily realize how competitive this league is, but we've got a lot of guys that have played at the AAA level throughout their careers. We've got a couple that have played in the big leagues over, you know, for stints during their career. So they are professional baseball players at a very high level. They're here to win games, and ultimately they're here to hopefully, you know, get back to that major league level at some point. So tons of talent to come watch.
Well, and we want to remind our listening audience that as the Explorers are early in their 31st season, the telephone number remains the same, 712-277-WINS, 712-277-WINS, or 9467. And that's a telephone number the Explorers have had, I think, for doggone forever. And kudos to them for getting that number, but also for keeping it. And if you're looking for information online, you may visit them at www.xsbaseball.com. And Tom, I know you're looking forward to a lot of fans this year.
Absolutely. Come out and see us. We can't wait to see you at the ballpark.
Well, and we appreciate you coming in. Tom, we're gonna see an awful lot of you. We appreciate the Explorers relationship and investment and membership in the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. And so we're going to be doing all that we can to help spread the word about there's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Tom Backemeyer, and we wish you every success.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it, and thank you for everything you guys have done to welcome me to the community and to help promote the Explorers. We appreciate it.
Well, happy to have you in Sioux City. Welcome back to the Midwest. Hopefully you get to see some family in Lincoln from time to time, and we're thrilled to have you with us. You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today, Tom Backemeyer, the VP and general manager of the Sioux City Explorers. Get out and see a game. We'll be back with more next Saturday morning.